Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling, The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Welcome, welcome. Rise and shine. It is 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, some of your top stories. Debate tonight. Mentioned it earlier. I think that Trump is going to be calm, cool, and collected. He's not going to call names. He's going to have the facts. He's going to present them well. I'm hoping, and I don't know this, that he will utilize the fact that tomorrow is the 9/11 anniversary and him being from New York, that it would be very much fair game and not opportunist to bring up the fact that Kamala and Joe Biden have opened the borders up, making our national security much more difficult. And the risk has risen exponentially. And hopefully he'll have a way to express that in a concise and understandable way for the voters that are still kind of riding the fence.
And I hope you're right.
You disagree. You think Trump could fall into being a little too Trumpish?
I think he's going to be a little Trumpish because even as of yesterday, he's given speeches. He's calling her names. He's saying Trump's always right. I've always been right. And I'm just afraid. And we've talked about it. Everybody around him, Tulsi Gabbard, you got Cornyn, you got all these people saying, don't call names. Stick to the facts. They're all on your side. But I just don't think he can help himself.
If he sticks to the facts, he and doesn't get off on tangents with his own self-aggrandization and belittling Kamala as a woman or something like that, or as dumb. Yeah. As long as he can do that, he'll have earned many swing voters' votes. He will have earned it. Don't give them a reason to not vote, because on paper, this should be a winning campaign. And part of it because of the mess that, you know, the Biden-Harris folks got us into. And the open border thing is not an accident. You know, the COVID thing, you know, that was a tough one. And it would be tough for whoever was, you know, in charge when it happened and getting us through that. There's no doubt about it. But there are some things that are within the president's control. And when you use executive orders like Joe Biden did to purposefully undo border security actions like wait in Mexico for your asylum hearing, a totally, really almost non-political common sense kind of a thing. And when you purposefully undo that, you need to be called out on it on the national stage and make sure that people, you know, get that and make their decisions on voting based on the facts, which is difficult to ascertain in a world where the media is, you know, 90 something percent left of center. In fact, ABC was rated 100% positive coverage for Kamala, 93% negative coverage for Trump.
Are we shocked?
It couldn't be any more disparate. Oh. All right, let's go to Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Jerry, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Great conversation. And because of that negative coverage, this debate presents an opportunity for Trump to be unfiltered to the American people, just like the prior debate with Biden showed Biden to be what everyone, what the media was saying he wasn't, not cognitively deficient. Everyone saw that he was cognitively deficient. So this debate will be a very good case for Trump to make the case to the people. And I think he should do the opposite of not saying what he's against for immigration, because if you've ever listened to it, I'm sure you have, his longer campaign speeches, he tells what kind of immigration system he wants. And I think that might be a good curveball, because everybody thinks Trump's anti-immigrant. He's not. He's for proper immigration. He's for lawful immigration. I've heard him say this a number of times. And he's for immigrants according to the rules in which the way the laws were meant, for people to come to bring something to this country, to add something to this country, not getting another, importing a welfare class, which we already have. And then he can say also that, you know, this leaves more resources to give to the Americans that we want to help prop them up and bring in the middle class instead of importing people that we then have to provide aid to. We want people that are businessmen, doctors, lawyers, people that are educated coming in. It's going to raise the level of this country.
I think that's excellent. Great point.
Send that quote to Donald Trump. There
yeah,
you go.
Please
right
do.
There.
And let's go to Pete. Good morning. You're on the air.
The progressive pundits have already written their debate stories, and they're already in the word processor just waiting to push a button to go. And basically, it's going to be the vice president was radiant with joy that she was stumbled a little bit at the beginning, you know, a couple of little missteps, but by the end of the debate, she was in full command of everything. Trump was a grumpy old man. He looked like a grumpy old man. He was mean and a bully. They're going to use the bully word. Every article is going to use the bully word, and that's, like I said, that's already in the machine, just waiting to push the button to go. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, that's reasonable. I hope it's very reasonable, but we hope it's not going to be that lopsided. But like I just gave you these statistics, as ABC is the host.
Yeah,
David Muir is the coverage, you know, the evening news anchor. This is based on numbers and the reporting that was done during World News Tonight, ABC. 100% positive Kamala coverage. 100%. Everybody admits, left, right, and center, that for you to hit 100% is difficult. In other words, you have to go out of your way to bury any negative story that could surface, really out of your way. And then 93% negative for Trump, so you really are going out of your way to cut out, to omit any, really almost any positive story or any story that might reflect even a little bit of positivity toward Trump. Wow.
You can't be that diametrically opposed numerically by accident.
Ooh, and there's other things. There's other things going on. Look, the debate is tonight. We will rehash it tomorrow. And yes, it's extremely important. The 49ers beat the Jets last night, and bigger than an average football game because it was a return of Aaron Rodgers. 600 days since he's been on a football field engaging in a professional game. So, he made a good comeback physically, but it wasn't enough to overcome the 49ers. So, the 49ers beat the Jets 32-19. The big story is this kid, Jordan Mason, filling in for Christian McCaffrey, who's all-world running back. He's hurt, calf injury. And this guy came out, I said, the whole game plan for the 49ers is going to change. This is going to be tough for them to overcome. I know they've got other great players, but really the way they set up their offense, McCaffrey is really critical. But this guy came through and then some. So good for them.
Yeah.
For them. James Earl Jones, in case you haven't heard, the voice.
No, I am the father.
One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
And he deserved an Oscar for his role in Conan. That was his best ever.
There you go.
Yeah. It was like the most awesome weave he had, too.
Oh, yeah. You know? That was good, yeah. It's a good look.
It is 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Rest in peace, James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Seriously, 93. Yep, way to go. Undeniable. One of the most recognizable voices, probably, to the human ear.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, it's your turn. What's bugging you? What's getting on your nerves? What's irritating you? Stop carrying that around. Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Certainly, you're not one of those, right? 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You on 97.3 The Sky.
before you get going, air it out.
Oh, man.
What's bugging you?
Prepare for the day.
Morning therapy is a phone call away. 877-W-SKY-TALK. What's bugging you? On 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Trash Talking Tuesday. Just a rolling right along. Thanks to Florence Recycling. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. And it's time for What's Bugging You, a chance for you to call in and get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, call back. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me? And good morning to you and Greg. What's bugging me is I've been listening carefully to the whole Trump sentencing garbage, and lo and behold, isn't it a coincidence that his sentence is going to be 4 years to precisely overlap his presidency? And guess what? The sentencing starts on January 19th, so we get to see Orange Man Bad doing his inauguration address in an orange jumpsuit from prison. These people are sinister. It is horrifying, and that's what's bugging me, guys.
The outlaw and the hillbilly.
Here you
I'm
go.
I'm voting for him.
Yeah.
Phil, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me that people who think there's, if Kamala gets elected and they think there's going to be change, it's going to be the exact kind of change that people who poop their pants and change their shirt, that's the kind of change they're going to get.
Change, but not effective change? 877-975-9825. And Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I tell you, it was good to have a little NFL football this weekend, get my mind off of these politics. But what I didn't like was every other commercial was a Kamala Harris commercial, and I seen zero Trump commercials. Now, the first week of the NFL gets a lot of viewers, and zero Trump commercials concerns me just a bit. I mean, we know the Super Bowl's coming up in November, and we got to get this right. So just want to see some more advertising. I love the man. I'm ready to see him out there doing what he does best.
Yeah, that's a great point. I didn't watch enough of it to pick up on that, although I did see several games. But I didn't see a lot of Kamala either. And I can't explain that. But I trust and believe what you're saying. The marketing folks need to stay on top of that. Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys, Trump needs to go into horrifying detail as to how those poor girls were brutally murdered by illegals, demon rats let in. He needs to talk about their callous indifference to their suffering and scare the hell out of those moronic women who are voting for Kamala Yar, whose lives are made unsafe every single day. And also he needs to remind people of the billions of their hard-earned tax money that demon rats are giving illegals. That's what's bugging me. If he doesn't do that, I'll be bugged to death.
Yeah, he's got to hit on that in some way, shape, or form. But I like the passion there. JJ, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Greg and Bob. What's bothering me is the election. Everybody keeps saying, oh, there's no way they can steal it this time. But you know, there's always a back door. And my whole point is, I don't want a laughing hyena in office. That's what's bothering me.
Yeah, that's what's bugging you, I think is. But no, to your point, yeah, at this point, at least us as individuals, the only thing you can do is make sure you vote, make sure your neighbors vote, really get out there and pump them up and push it. And the other thing is they are looking for volunteers at the polls. And even Congresswoman Kat Kamick came out and said, yeah, please go to your supervisor of election and volunteer. They are way short on their goal to have, you know, poll watchers that are, you know, that are going to be watching them. Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me today, Bob? Communists. I got an email from work today showing a communist program that they're starting going to give us demerits and marks for anything we do wrong while driving vehicles. Like looking down at GPS or something. Communists are everywhere. Just I got to find another job that isn't communist.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, going to be, everybody seems like you're being monitored more and more.
Oh, yeah. Big Brother's watching.
Yep. Let's go to another Tom. Good morning. What's bugging you?
I can't believe no one brought up the thing with the Haitians eating the cats in Springfield.
What in the name of God is, I've got two cats, and if anyone wants to eat my cat, I'm going to shoot them. I've got a dog, too, it'd be tasty, but I'm protecting that dog as well. This illegal immigration is nuts, guys. Please comment on this. That's bugging me.
Yeah, I just saw the headline of that story where they're eating people's pets, allegedly.
Apparently some of the ducks are showing up missing as well from the parks.
I mean,
they're not fair game if they're in the park. Come on. You're supposed to go feed the ducks, not feed on the ducks.
I don't know. They make a mess.
That's the geese. They're worse.
Oh, is it?
And they'll chase you down. They're mean. Oh, yeah. They will hiss and chase you down.
I guess I don't know enough about them, but the headline made me think that they're like cooking up people's dogs.
Well, apparently that's a possibility.
Ooh. Okay. Another point that could be brought out about the wide open borders that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Greg, you got anything that's bugging you?
Yeah, well, actually, it's, and I won't get into all the detail, but we were dealing with an incident yesterday that was caused by these air quotes here, or a good part of it was caused by these homeless people in Gainesville. I'm so tired of them being at, you get to a stoplight, you're leaving a shopping center, you're at an intersection, they've got their signs they're putting in your face. It's just like, okay, I get there are true homeless people. You can tell the ones who are legit. They've got everything they own in that grocery cart, okay? And luckily to have any clothes on their back at all. And then I see the ones that are dressed nicer than me. And I'm like, you could be working. I see them working, changing shifts. I'm just tired of it.
Well, it's not just the homeless you're tired of. I think in this particular incident, you're concerned about people's ability to focus on the traffic at hand.
Absolutely.
When they're also told over and over again, you better be aware of pedestrians. You better be aware of pedestrians.
Yeah.
Pedestrians have the right of way. So here you have a homeless person. Maybe they're waving a sign at you, or maybe they're about to walk out in front of you.
Yes.
So that distracts you. As a distraction, that should be used as a reason to keep them away from traffic.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome, sir. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, Gilchrist County Sheriff, our friend Bobby Schultz is going to join us. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Hunter Biden showed up to federal court,
changing his plea, guilty.
The news that's trending.
The Russian government.
We would greatly appreciate it if Mr. Putin would A, stop talking about our election, and B, stop interfering.
The news that's now.
My plan will rapidly defeat inflation.
Part of my plan is we will expand the tax deduction.
Georgia high school shooter was on the FBI watch list.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And some of your top stories coming up on this Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Debate tonight, and it will be airing right here on The Sky. This way you can be productive and still hear the debate. You don't have to watch. And it would be interesting, the takeaway that people would have watching it versus not, similar to the old Nixon-Kennedy thing where if you heard it on the radio, Nixon ran circles around it. Mm-hmm. If you saw it on TV, Kennedy crushed him.
Yep.
And so maybe there is something to that, but we carry it as a service to folks who maybe, you know, can't get to the TV or want to get other things done or possibly driving.
Or just like have that. Really good taste.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. So you got that going on. And here's one of the interesting things that's taking place. This is on the very eve of 9/11. Mm-hmm. That awful anniversary coming up tomorrow. I feel like it is absolutely in Trump's best interest to tie in the correlation between the 9/11 attacks and the fact that national security has put in, you know, been put in great jeopardy and a great peril because of the open borders that the Biden-Harris, you know, their camp opened them. It wasn't an accident.
No.
It was done with purpose. And they had to know, and if they didn't, they found out shortly, what are all the ramifications of it? I mean, you talk about collateral damage done for an agenda. Collateral damage of 70 to 100,000 Americans dying from fentanyl every year. A football stadium full of people dead, gone.
Yep.
And that didn't cause them to blink an eye. Human trafficking going crazy. Kids enslaved, you know, all that stuff. Child and adult sex rings running wild. And then you have the people themselves. How many are on the terrorist watch list? Those are the ones that we stopped. How many getaways? I hope that former President Trump promotes and pushes out this absolutely correct idea that there is a direct correlation between mass immigration and our national security. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I hope he makes a good strong point of that. And as an earlier caller said, without coming off being anti-immigration, because he's not. It has to be legal and thoughtful. And should we feel bad if it's done in an advantageous way to actually make America better? Or is there something written somewhere that I'm not aware of in the Constitution that says, you know, we should go out of our way to bring in people who are going to be on the part of the welfare class and the poverty class?
We had standards for years of who does and does not get in. And it wasn't like just come on in, you know, bring us your wealth. You know, those are going to be on the dole of the American taxpayer. We were looking for the best and the brightest to improve our country.
Yeah.
What happened?
Like Einstein?
Yeah. That worked out.
Wisconsin police, and this is related, reported that a suspected Venezuelan gang member was arrested and charged with a sexual and physical assault of a woman. Alejandro Jose Zarate, 26, charged with two counts domestic battery, two counts second-degree sexual assault, physically abusing a child, disorderly conduct, domestic disorderly conduct, strangulation, suffocation. And the reason we bring that up is it's not isolated.
No.
We have multiple stories every single day. Of course, that is another whole angle for Trump. An easy issue to win on is crime. Mm-hmm. She may try to twist the statistics or whatever. I think that he will be able to make an excellent case. We see it all around us escalating, especially in the cities that have large concentrations of these illegal immigrants and gangs. Yep. Zarate is suspected of being affiliated with a violent transnational criminal organization, the Crendu Argua. They call him the TDA, I guess is the easier way to call him. And you're going to hear more and more about this gang. And apparently, according to some, they're even a bigger threat and scarier than MS-13.
That's not a good thought.
No, that is not good. So, yeah, what's being done? This transnational crime organization, known for criminal activities, including homicide, abduction, extortion, drug trafficking, arms weapons trafficking, human smuggling, and human trafficking. Gee, what could go wrong? Other than that, they're really nice.
Yeah, good people. I mean, Nancy Pelosi said nice things about them.
Cook County Sheriff's Office reportedly confirmed the presence of the TDA since at least October of 2023. All right, so you got that going on. Oh, speaking of Chicago, 22 shot during Mayor Brandon Johnson's, as him being the mayor. This was the this past weekend.
Yep.
22 shot, three of them fatally.
We always remind you of that because they've got the strictest gun control laws pretty much in the country. So it shows what gun control does.
Double-digit shootings every single weekend.
Yep.
I think, unfortunately,
much,
without fail.
Yeah,
double digits. California loses power again in heat wave amid the green energy push. If it wasn't so serious, I would, get a big belly laugh out of it. I would cackle like Kamala.
Ooh.
K-L-K. Cackle like Kamala.
Wow.
But it's not. It is not funny. And I feel for the people that aren't part of the decisions that are made at the higher levels in Sacramento. We have people being forced and punished. Get an electric car or else. I mean, they pushed and promoted this kind of thing before the federal government did. Knowing that their electrical grid system is in disrepair, to say the least, it can't handle additional cars being put on there because it can't even handle when there's a heat wave and people put on their air conditioners. Same thing happens if they have a cold wave. It happens all the time. And, you know, have they done anything to kind of shore that up infrastructure-wise? Have they said, well, we're going to put money into the infrastructure and then tie our goals, our green energy ties, to that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that'd be one thing. I still would like it because you're forcing people to do something. You're manipulating them to do it. Yeah, you might not be able to just, well, make it a law. You can buy this and you can't buy that. But you can put things in place that'll make it extremely difficult slash painful slash expensive if you don't go by what the government wants you to do. It flies in the face of, you know, our founding fathers and the freedoms that were part of the promise of this nation.
If they could use, if you would loan them your superpower of logic just a little bit, if you've got a system that can't handle the day-to-day load, why do you want to convince millions of people they need to put even a huge, bigger burden on that system? Where's the logic in that?
There's not logic, but there's sort of an honesty to it, if you want to know. And that is, they prioritize the green energy idea, okay, above people's actually day-to-day living circumstances and quality of life. That's how brainwashed they are in the green ideology, which you cannot be a person of deep intellect. Try to say that it is all climate change. We're all doomed unless we change our ways in America. If you know or think that, but you also realize Russia, China, India, for instance, are not on board, you know that what we're doing is a drop in the bucket or doing something where the wind is splashing it back in your face. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's what's taking place. Stop the brainwashing. Make sure you vote. Make sure you vote. It is 7:45. James Earl Jones, rest in peace. He passed away at the age of 93. We're going to talk to our sheriff friend in Gilchrist County, Bobby Schultz. That'll be coming up at around 8:05.
Yes.
So stick around. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Here we are. Thank you, Lord. Let us be wise. Appreciate. Do nice things for each other. It's not asking too much. Out of my way, bozo.
Wow.
Oh, what I'm trying to say is be kind and be nice, traffic, anything goes.
Yeah.
No, that's where you got to try to keep your calm. Greg, not mentioning any names. Greg.
Uh-huh.
All right. Oh, my goodness. There is a lot going on in the world. We've got a big debate tonight.
Yep.
We'll get into that. Also, we've got the big REC, Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jeans annual event.
Can't wait.
Just added to the list of fine speakers is the Florida Lieutenant Governor, Jeanette Nunez, who we have had on the air many times, and great speaker, got a lot of energy, upbeat.
Yeah,
I think you're going to enjoy that.
Yeah.
So you've got that going on. We've got Sheriff of Gilchrist County, Bobby Schultz, coming up in about 15 minutes. And then from, you know, there was some chatter recently because of the big hot dog eating contest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you think to yourself, and we've even talked about it on the air, like, yeah, it kind of ruins your appetite for hot dogs if you actually watch one of those contests, let alone participate in it, right? Well, hot dogs, I mean, you know, hot dogs come and hot dogs go. It's not like they're a valuable commodity per se, right?
Right. Yeah.
So what about a lobster roll eating contest?
Ooh.
Like, oh, just the elitist will be here.
Nice.
Muffy, serve me up another round of lobster rolls. Who can afford to be like mowing those down like crazy? But apparently they can in New Hampshire.
That would make sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this guy, Christian Moreno, is thinking to himself, I'm going to stuff my face full of them there lobster rolls. We'll call it an eating contest, but whatever.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. So apparently this guy, Christian Moreno, he actually starts choking. He is like pounding on his own chest. He is clearly in need of some help. The gentleman at the far end who was kind of watching, I glanced over and I could tell very quickly he took a pause. He was having trouble getting something down. That was the contestant. And then somebody took action and promptly helped him, gave him the Heimlich maneuver, saved his life. But wait, the story's not over yet. It was the New Hampshire governor, Chris Sununu, a Republican, who saved the day and saved this man from choking to death on a lobster roll.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Maybe some things were not meant to be in a eating contest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hmm.
It's something like lobster.
Well, you wouldn't think hot dogs would. That just seems like the perfect thing to, like, clog your throat. With a big hot dog and a bun, you're trying to scarf that sucker? I don't know.
Yeah. I pay attention to the stuff, but do I actually watch? Am I a fan? Not so much.
Yeah.
But saving a life, Governor Sununu.
I saw the video on that, and I thought it was actually pretty cool. I'm like, who's that guy? And then they told us, I'm like, wow. And again, he didn't realize who it was at first either, so kind of cool.
And generally, those are the kind of people. If you're a governor, you have people around, you're kind of looking out for you.
Yeah.
So you generally might not jump in action just because you know there's people around you that's what they do.
Right, but he was standing pretty much right behind him.
He was close enough and he just took action.
He was right behind him and stepped up and saved his life.
Put the old Heimlich on him.
Yes, he did. That's awesome. That's a great story.
You got to have some good stories. That transitions into a not-so-good story.
Oh.
A mother in California lost her daughter to the foster care system in 2016 after she wouldn't support the then 14-year-old girl identifying as a boy.
Oh.
I lost my husband, but this was worse than losing my husband because I had my rights taken away. Years later, the daughter regrets attempting to transition, and her mother warns other parents against allowing minors to make irreversible changes to their bodies. The mother of two, whose husband had died years earlier, was accused of emotional abuse for forbidding her teenage daughter from binding her chest and wearing male clothes. Her daughter was taken away from the family and placed in a foster home for a few months.
That's so wrong.
It was incredibly hard, said the mom, who asked to remain anonymous. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, she said. Los Angeles Department of Children and Family Services documentation was looked at, And the then 14-year-old with the he, him pronouns and a male name details the daughter's time in foster care, her accusations of emotional abuse against her mother, and then later renunciation of the claims. The mother had to hire lawyers to regain custody of her own daughter and clear her name of the abuse charges.
So you're letting a teenager make these kind of decisions over the... Now, we've heard of this kind of thing happen in Canada, but it's California.
Yep.
It's close, I know, but, you know.
After a few months in a packed foster home in a dangerous neighborhood, by the way, the daughter asked to come home. She admitted to lying about the abuse, saying that she got the idea to accuse her mother of abuse from people online who said that was the ticket to getting away from her family.
Wow.
Yeah, and the process of getting her back was very difficult, her mom said. She even admitted to me later that she was influenced by people online who said you need to get out of your house if she's not going to let you do what you want to do. That's the role of a parent, not letting a child do what they want to do, but doing what you perceive as a parent to be in the best interest of the child. Of course, the last few years we've seen that completely perverted.
Mm-hmm.
And that all of that comes from the left.
Messed up. Okay? So messed up.
It all comes from the left. We don't allow children to make adult decisions. We don't allow them to make decisions that have long-term ramifications for the rest of their life. But yet, something like an irreversible sex change operation.
The left in our government think that's okay. You can't get a tattoo, but you could go chop body parts off and our government backs
exactly.
it. It's messed up.
Well, a guy that we know possesses a lot of logic and common sense going to be joining us here in a few minutes. Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz is all lined up right here on the Bob Rose Show. Along with Greg Cassidy, we're live and local. We're 97.3 The Sky.
Before you get going, air it out.
Oh, man.
What's bugging you?
Bugging you.
Prepare for the day.
Morning therapy is a phone call away. 877-W-SKY-TALK. What's bugging you? On 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Trash Talking Tuesday. Just a rolling right along. Thanks to Florence Recycling. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. And it's time for What's Bugging You, a chance for you to call in and get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, call back. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me? And good morning to you and Greg. What's bugging me is I've been listening carefully to the whole Trump sentencing garbage. And lo and behold, isn't it a coincidence that his sentence is going to be 4 years to precisely overlap his presidency? And guess what? The sentencing starts on January 19th, so we get to see Orange Man Bad doing his inauguration address in an orange jumpsuit from prison. These people are sinister. It is horrifying, and that's what's bugging me, guys.
The outlaw and the hillbilly.
Here you
I'm
go.
I'm voting for him.
Yeah.
Phil, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me that people who think there's... If Kamala gets elected and they think there's going to be change, it's going to be the exact kind of change that people who poop their pants and change their shirt, that's the kind of change they're going to get.
Change, but not effective change? 877-975-9825. And Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I tell you, it was good to have a little NFL football this weekend, get my mind off of these politics. But what I didn't like was every other commercial was a Kamala Harris commercial, and I seen zero Trump commercials. Now, the first week of the NFL gets a lot of viewers, and zero Trump commercials concerns me just a bit. I mean, we know the Super Bowl's coming up in November, and we got to get this right. So just want to see some more advertising. I love the man. I'm ready to see him out there doing what he does best.
Yeah, that's a great point. I didn't watch enough of it to pick up on that, although I did see several games. But I didn't see a lot of Kamala either. And I can't explain that. But I trust and believe what you're saying. The marketing folks need to stay on top of that. Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Hey, guys, Trump needs to go into horrifying detail as to how those poor girls were brutally murdered by illegals demon rats let in. He needs to talk about their callous indifference to their suffering and scare the hell out of those moronic women who are voting for Kamala Yar, whose lives are made unsafe every single day. And also he needs to remind people of the billions of their hard-earned tax money that demon rats are giving illegals. That's what's bugging me. If he doesn't do that, I'll be bugged to death.
Yeah, he's got to hit on that in some way, shape, or form, but I like the passion there. JJ, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Greg and Bob. What's bothering me is the election. Everybody keeps saying, oh, there's no way they can steal it this time, but you know there's always a back door. And my whole point is I don't want a laughing hyena in office. That's what's bothering me.
Yeah, that's what's bugging you, I think is. But no, to your point, yeah, at this point, at least us as individuals, the only thing you can do is make sure you vote, make sure your neighbors vote, really get out there and pump them up and push it. And the other thing is they are looking for volunteers at the polls. And even Congresswoman Kat Kamick came out and said, yeah, please go to your supervisor of election and volunteer. They are way short on their goal to have, you know, poll watchers that are, you know, that are going to be watching them. Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me today, Bob? Communist. I got an email from work today showing a communist program that they're starting going to give us demerits and marks for anything we do wrong while driving vehicles, like looking down at GPS or something. Communists are everywhere. Just I got to find another job that isn't communist.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, going to be, everybody seems like you're being monitored more and more.
Oh, yeah, Big Brother's watching.
Yep. Let's go to another Tom. Good morning. What's bugging you?
I can't believe no one brought up the thing with the Haitians eating the cats in Springfield. What in the name of God is, I've got two cats, and if anyone wants to eat my cat, I'm going to shoot them. I've got a dog, too, it'd be tasty, but I'm protecting that dog as well. This illegal immigration is nuts, guys. Please comment on this. That's bugging me.
Yeah, I just saw the headline of that story where they're eating people's pets, they're, allegedly.
Apparently some of the ducks are showing up missing as well from the parks. Yeah.
I mean,
they're not fair game if they're in the park. Come on. You're supposed to go feed the ducks, not feed on the ducks.
I don't know. They make a mess.
That's the geese. They're worse.
Oh, is it?
And they'll chase you down. They're mean. Oh, yeah. They will hiss and chase you.
I guess
you down.
I don't know enough about them, but the headline made me think that they're like cooking up people's dogs.
Well, apparently that's a possibility.
Ooh. Okay. Another point that could be brought out about the wide open borders that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Greg, you got anything that's bugging you?
Yeah, well, actually, yeah. It's and I won't get into all the detail, but we were dealing with an incident yesterday that was caused by these air quotes here, or a good part of it was caused by these homeless people in Gainesville. I'm so tired of them being at, you get to a stoplight, you're leaving a shopping center, you're at an intersection, they've got their signs they're putting in your face. It's just like, okay, I get there are true homeless people. You can tell the ones who are legit. They've got everything they own in that grocery cart, okay? And luckily to have any clothes on their back at all. And then I see the ones that are dressed nicer than me. And I'm like, you could be working. I see them working, changing shifts. I'm just tired of it.
Well, it's not just the homeless you're tired of. I think in this particular incident, you're concerned about people's ability to focus on the traffic at hand.
Absolutely.
When they're also told over and over again, you better be aware of pedestrians. You better be aware of pedestrians.
Yeah.
Pedestrians have the right of way. So here you have a homeless person. Maybe they're waving a sign at you, or maybe they're about to walk out in front of you.
Yes.
So that distracts you. As a distraction, that should be used as a reason to keep them away from traffic.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome, sir. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, Gilchrist County Sheriff, our friend Bobby Schultz is going to join us. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending now On the Sky.
Hunter Biden showed up to federal court.
Changing his plea. Guilty.
The news that's trending.
The Russian government.
We would greatly appreciate it if Mr. Putin would A, stop talking about our election, and B, stop interfering.
The news that's now.
My plan will rapidly defeat inflation.
Part of my plan is we will expand the tax deduction.
Georgia high school shooter was on the FBI watch list.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And some of your top stories coming up on this Trash Talkin' Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Debate tonight, and it will be airing right here on the Sky. This way you can be productive and still hear the debate. You don't have to watch. And it would be interesting, the takeaway that people would have watching it versus not, similar to the old Nixon-Kennedy thing where if you heard it on the radio, Nixon ran circles around him. Mm-hmm. If you saw it on TV, Kennedy crushed him.
Yep.
And so maybe there is something to that, but we carry it as a service to folks who maybe, you know, can't get to the TV or want to get other things done or possibly driving.
Or just like have really good taste.
I like it. I like that. All right. So you got that going on. And here's one of the interesting things that's taking place. This is on the very eve of 9/11. Mm-hmm. That awful anniversary coming up tomorrow. I feel like it is absolutely in Trump's best interest to tie in the correlation between the 9/11 attacks and the fact that national security has put in, you know, been put in great jeopardy and a great peril because of the open borders that the Biden-Harris, you know, their camp opened them. It wasn't an accident.
No.
It was done with purpose, and they had to know. And if they didn't, they found out shortly, what are all the ramifications of it? I mean, you talk about collateral damage done for an agenda. Collateral damage of 70 to 100,000 Americans dying from fentanyl every year. A football stadium full of people dead, gone.
Yep.
And that didn't cause them to blink an eye. Human trafficking going crazy. Kids enslaved, you know, all that stuff. Child and adult sex rings running wild. And then you have the people themselves. How many are on the terrorist watch list? Those are the ones that we stopped. How many getaways? I hope that former President Trump promotes and pushes out this absolutely correct idea that there is a direct correlation between mass immigration and our national security. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he makes a good strong point of that, and as an earlier caller said, without coming off being anti-immigration, because he's not. It has to be legal and thoughtful, and should we feel bad if it's done in an advantageous way to actually make America better? Or is there something written somewhere that I'm not aware of in the Constitution that says, you know, we should go out of our way to bring in people who are going to be on the part of the welfare class and the poverty class?
We had standards for years of who does and does not get in. And it wasn't like just come on in, you know, bring us your wealth. You know, those are going to be on the dole of the American taxpayer. We were looking for the best and the brightest to improve our country.
Yeah.
What happened?
Like Einstein?
Yeah. That worked out.
Wisconsin police, and this is related, reported that a suspected Venezuelan gang member was arrested and charged with a sexual and physical assault of a woman. Alejandro Jose Zarate, 26, charged with two counts domestic battery, two counts second-degree sexual assault, physically abusing a child, disorderly conduct, domestic disorderly conduct, strangulation, suffocation. And the reason we bring that up is it's not isolated.
No.
We have multiple stories every single day. Of course, that is another whole angle for Trump, an easy issue to win on, is crime. Mm-hmm. She may try to twist the statistics or whatever. I think that he will be able to make an excellent case. We see it all around us escalating, especially in the cities that have large concentrations of these illegal immigrants and gangs. Yep. Zarate is suspected of being affiliated with a violent transnational criminal organization, the Crendu Argua. They call him the TDA, I guess is the easier way to call him. And you're going to hear more and more about this gang. And apparently, according to some, they're even a bigger threat and scarier than MS-13.
That's not a good thought.
No, that is not good. So, yeah, what's being done? This transnational crime organization, known for criminal activities including homicide, abduction, extortion, drug trafficking, arms weapons trafficking, human smuggling, and human trafficking. Gee, what could go wrong? Other than that, they're really nice.
Yeah, good people. I mean, Nancy Pelosi said nice things about them.
Cook County Sheriff's Office reportedly confirmed the presence of the TDA since at least October of 2023. All right, so you got that going on. Oh, speaking of Chicago, 22 shot during Mayor Brandon Johnson's, as him being the mayor. This was the this past weekend.
Yep.
22 shot, three of them fatally.
We always remind you of that because they've got the strictest gun control laws pretty much in the country. So it shows what gun control does.
Double-digit shootings every single weekend.
Yep.
I think, unfortunately,
much,
without fail.
Yeah,
double digits. California loses power again in heat wave amid the green energy push. If it wasn't so serious, I would, get a big belly laugh out of it. I would cackle like Kamala.
Ooh.
K-L-K. Cackle like Kamala.
Wow.
But it's not. It is not funny. And I feel for the people that aren't part of the decisions that are made at the higher levels in Sacramento. These people being forced and punished. Get an electric car or else. I mean, they pushed and promoted this kind of thing before the federal government did. Knowing that their electrical grid system is in disrepair, to say the least, it can't handle additional cars being put on there because it can't even handle when there's a heat wave and people put on their air conditioners. Same thing happens if they have a cold wave. It happens all the time. And, have they done anything to kind of shore that up infrastructure-wise? Have they said, well, we're going to put money into the infrastructure and then tie our goals, our green energy ties, to that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that'd be one thing. I still would like it because you're forcing people to do something. You're manipulating them to do it. Yeah, you might not be able to just, make it a law. You can buy this and you can't buy that. But you can put things in place that'll make it extremely difficult / painful / expensive if you don't go by what the government wants you to do. It flies in the face of, our founding fathers and the freedoms that were part of the promise of this nation.
If they could if you would loan them your superpower of logic just a little bit, if you've got a system that can't handle the day-to-day load, why do you want to convince millions of people they need to put even a huge, bigger burden on that system? Where's the logic in that?
There's not logic, but there's sort of an honesty to it, if you want to know, and that is they prioritize the green energy idea, above people's actually day-to-day living circumstances and quality of life. That's how brainwashed they are in the green ideology, which you cannot be a person of deep intellect. Try to say that it is all climate change. We're all doomed unless we change our ways in America. If you know or think that, but you also realize Russia, China, India, for instance, are not on board, you know that what we're doing is a drop in the bucket or doing something where the wind is splashing it back in your face. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's what's taking place. Stop the brainwashing. Make sure you vote. Make sure you vote. It is 7:45. James Earl Jones, rest in peace. He passed away at the age of 93. We're going to talk to our sheriff friend in Gilchrist County, Bobby Schultz. That'll be coming up at around 8:05.
Yes.
So stick around. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Here we are. Thank you, Lord. Let us be wise. Appreciate. Do nice things for each other. Is that asking too much? Out of my way, bozo.
Wow.
Oh, what I'm trying to say is be kind and be nice.
Oh,
but
okay.
In traffic, anything goes.
Yeah.
No, that's where you got to try to keep your calm. Greg, not mentioning any names. Greg.
Uh-huh.
All right. Oh, my goodness, there is a lot going on in the world. We've got a big debate tonight.
Yep.
We'll get into that. Also, we've got the big REC, Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jeans annual event.
Can't wait.
Just added to the list of fine speakers is the Florida Lieutenant Governor, Jeanette Nunez, who we have had on the air many times, and great speaker, got a lot of energy, upbeat.
Yeah,
I think you're going to enjoy that.
Yeah.
So you've got that going on. We've got Sheriff of Gilchrist County, Bobby Schultz, coming up in about 15 minutes. And then from, you know, there was some chatter recently because of the big hot dog eating contest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you think to yourself, and we've even talked about it on the air, like, yeah, it kind of ruins your appetite for hot dogs if you actually watch one of those contests, let alone participate in it, right? Well, hot dogs, I mean, you know, hot dogs come and hot dogs go. It's not like they're a valuable commodity per se, right?
Right, yeah.
So what about a lobster roll eating contest?
Ooh.
Like, oh, just the elitist will be here. Yeah?
Nice.
Muffy, serve me up another round of lobster rolls. Who can afford to be like mowing those down like crazy? But apparently they can in New Hampshire.
That would make sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this guy, Christian Moreno, is thinking to himself, yeah, I'm going to stuff my face full of them there lobster rolls. We'll call it an eating contest, but whatever.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. So apparently this guy, Christian Moreno, he actually starts choking. He is like pounding on his own chest. He is clearly in need of some help. The gentleman at the far end who was kind of watching, I glanced over and I could tell very quickly he took a pause. He was having trouble getting something down. That was the contestant. And then somebody took action and promptly helped him, gave him the Heimlich maneuver, saved his life. But wait, the story's not over yet. It was the New Hampshire governor, Chris Sununu, a Republican, who saved the day and saved this man from choking to death on a lobster roll.
Wow.
Yeah.
You That's know, impressive.
Maybe some things were not meant to be in a eating contest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hmm.
It's something like lobster.
Well, you wouldn't think hot dogs would. That just seems like the perfect thing to, like, clog your throat. With a big hot dog and a bun, you're trying to scarf that sucker? I don't know.
Yeah. I pay attention to the stuff, but do I actually watch? Am I a fan? Not so much.
Yeah.
But saving a life, Governor Sununu.
I saw the video on that, and I thought it was actually pretty cool. I'm like, oh, who's that guy? And then they told us, I'm like, wow. And again, he didn't realize who it was at first either. So kind of cool.
And generally, those are the kind of people. If you're a governor, you have people around you kind of looking out for you.
Yeah.
And but, so you generally might not jump in action just because you know there's people around you they do.
Right. But he was standing pretty much right behind him.
He was close enough and he just took action.
He was right behind him and stepped up and saved his life.
Put the old Heimlich on him.
Yes, he did. That's awesome. That's a great story.
You gotta have some good stories. That transitions into a not so good story.
Oh.
A mother in California lost her daughter to the foster care system in 2016 after she wouldn't support the then 14-year-old girl identifying as a boy.
Oh.
I lost my husband, but this was worse than losing my husband because I had my rights taken away. Years later, the daughter regrets attempting to transition, and her mother warns other parents against allowing minors to make irreversible changes to their bodies. The mother of two, whose husband had died years earlier, was accused of emotional abuse for forbidding her teenage daughter from binding her chest and wearing male clothes. Her daughter was taken away from the family and placed in a foster home for a few months.
That's so wrong.
It was incredibly hard, said the mom, who asked to remain anonymous. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, she said. Los Angeles Department of Children and Family Services documentation was looked at. And the then 14-year-old with the he, him pronouns and a male name details the daughter's time in foster care, her accusations of emotional abuse against her mother, and then later renunciation of the claims. The mother had to hire lawyers to regain custody of her own daughter and clear her name of the abuse charges.
So you're letting a teenager make these kind of decisions over the... Now, we've heard of this kind of thing happen in Canada, but it's California.
Yep.
It's close, I know, but you know.
After a few months in a packed foster home in a dangerous neighborhood, by the way, the daughter asked to come home. She admitted to lying about the abuse, saying that she got the idea to accuse her mother of abuse from people online who said that was the ticket to getting away from her family.
Wow.
Yeah, and the process of getting her back was very difficult, her mom said. She even admitted to me later that she was influenced by people online, said you need to get out of your house if she's not going to let you do what you want to do. That's the role of a parent, not letting a child do what they want to do, but doing what you perceive as a parent to be in the best interest of the child. Of course, the last few years we've seen that completely perverted.
Mm-hmm.
And that all of that comes from the left.
It's messed up. Okay? So messed up.
It all comes from the left. We don't allow children to make adult decisions. We don't allow them to make decisions that have long-term ramifications for the rest of their life. But yet, something like an irreversible sex change operation.
The left in our government think that's okay. You can't get a tattoo, but you could go chop body parts off and our government backs it.
Exactly.
It's messed up.
Well, a guy that we know possesses a lot of logic and common sense is going to be joining us here in a few minutes. Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz is all lined up right here on the Bob Rose Show. Along with Greg Cassidy, we're live and local. We're 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.